This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's House Speaker says he hopes to reset the tone of the chamber after a Republican lawmaker called a Democratic colleague a racially offensive name. CPR's Benta Berkland reports this is the latest in a string of incidents this session.
Republican Representative Richard Holtorf referred to a Democratic lawmaker as buckwheat during a floor debate, a racist term House Speaker Alec Garnett says is unacceptable. The Democrat says lawmakers must treat each other with respect.
And that comes first and foremost with the title that every one of my colleagues has earned, which is representative. Anything that strays from that, especially into the a pejorative, racially charged comment, it is 100% inappropriate, has no place in this chamber whatsoever.
Garnett has asked lawmakers to go into this final stretch of session with a blank slate. He said anything less violates the sacred trust of voters. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Property tax bills are set to jump across Colorado. CPR business reporter Sarah Mulholland reports.
Homeowners might get a surprise in the mail this month, courtesy of their county assessors. The median home value is up as much as 20% in some areas, including Mesa and El Paso counties. Pueblo County Assessor Frank Beltran says the boom in home prices during a pandemic caught a lot of people by surprise.
I didn't think people would be out and about buying houses and going crazy the way they were.
Beltran says that could lead more homeowners to protest, which they can do through June 1st. The new appraisals don't even catch the full picture of the pandemic housing boom. Since the appraisal period ended June 30th, values have continued to skyrocket. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Denver is looking cloudy this morning. Some showers possible in the afternoon, high of 46 for today, and snow is set for the evening. Stay tuned. This is CPR News.